One of my favorite Christian worship teams has a song entitled, "Fear is a Liar." My Lord, you play this song for me daily, at least. And you tell me over and over again that your perfect love casts out all fear. Help us all truly, truly believe you in this, that we may conquer all fear in our lives, no matter where it is coming from. Instead, let this be our cry. Jesus, we trust in you. Claire has been going through an especially strong oppression of fear lately. She had asked one of the prayer warriors to pray for her specifically about these fears that seemed to come at her from every direction. And prayer showed that it was even affecting the garden of her heart. The plants and trees seemed to be wilting around the edges, showing the stress she was feeling from this battle. And Jesus began to address it with her. Jesus began, "Do you think that I have brought you this far to let your enemies triumph over you? Yes, what lies ahead is difficult. But even if you hadn't done it before, are you counting on my faithfulness, Claire? You have been in much worse situations than this. And did I not bring you forth victorious? Did you fail, even once? Have I built these buildings at the refuge, that they should be uninhabited?" And Claire answered him, "Sometimes I worry that I've made a mistake, and that I'm getting into avarice." Jesus replied, "I think you know where you crossed the line, beloved. The buildings do have to be built. And you have chosen wisely to push the wallboard out of the picture. The world does not understand the kind of poverty I really want. But suffice it to say, you have struck a very good balance." "Did you receive that, beloved?" Claire answered, "I'm pondering." Jesus continued, "You have struck a very, very good balance. Will you trust me with this? Brotherly love is still the most important thing in building this community. That you love one another deeply and from the heart is so important to me. Do not get sidetracked into building goals. Your goal, always, is to love one another and lift each other higher and higher. Confirm the others in their callings. Comfort. Restore. Speak life into them. I will speak through you. Tell them how much you love and appreciate them. Tell them how pleased I am with them, and that they are fulfilling the purpose I put them into the world to fulfill." I'm going to make a side note here. Jesus is addressing those at the refuge during this message, because that's where they are. But I wanted to ensure you that all these words he speaks to them apply to our own lives, no matter where we are, heart dwellers. We are all building something for him, no matter where we live. Our lives, our families, our gifts and the working out of them, the ministries he has set into each one of our hands. So no matter where we are, the principles he is building into those on the refuge carry over to all of us. I wanted to remind you of that. Jesus continued speaking to Claire now. "I am so very blessed by the way each of you are handling temptations to quit and criticize. I have brought you here, and what I am doing is only just beginning. This is a time of formation, not just buildings, but brotherly love. The buildings are incidental in my kingdom. They could be anywhere, but I wanted them here for a fresh start. The enemy is trying to tell you that this will fail, but I am telling you that it is already accomplished in heaven. The saints and angels work side by side with you. Only watch yourselves very carefully, because demons are always looking for a crack in the door to stir up division. Don't give them the time of day. Just brush their lies aside and proceed as planned. You have seen victories already. You have seen hearts softened and humility pursued and lived. You have seen hearts embracing love rather than judgment. If you hold to these virtues, you are unstoppable in what I want to do with you. But the enemy will attack you in the area of virtue, judgment, laziness, blame-laying. Do not allow this, my dear ones. Do not give in to these attitudes of heart, because they open the sturdiest doors I have erected around you, and the demons will flood in on one wrong attitude and try to set you against Mother Claire and against one another. Hold fast to the vision. Do not allow the enemy to steal your part in it. There are successful communities around the world. And why? Because brotherly love trumped all other mindsets, along with total faithfulness to what I was asking of them. So you can do this. It has been done, and it can be done again. Do not be the weak link. When you see someone fall short, pray hard for them, and I will turn that situation around. You already have had many victories in love. But you, Claire, are now here and trembling inside. Yet I am with you to rescue you. Do you not know that the evil horde is surrounding you and counting on your failure? Do you not know that I am above all that, and their power to oppress you is inconsequential as long as you keep your eyes on me? Keep your eyes on me, my Claire. Remember my faithfulness in all these years. I have taught you much, but what you don't know, I am teaching you and guiding you as you are faithful daily to listen to me. Claire answered him here, "But Lord, I haven't been that faithful." And Jesus replied, "And that is why you are suffering from fear right now. I have planned everything out. I have a course of action. Stop worrying. My plans never fail. It is only a matter of you complying. I am with you to uphold you and carry you through." "Jesus," she said, "please help me." "I am here, beloved. Stay tucked into my arms. Stay here, beloved, tucked into my arms, rejoicing, for I have not brought you to this place to desert you. I stand, I care, I love and protect you and each of the souls I have called here. There is nothing to worry about except unbelief and yielding to sinful attitudes. You truly are a family, all from different backgrounds, but you have been called here. And this place has been anointed for you to go deeper, much deeper. But you must follow through with your readings and prayers daily." He's talking about rhemas and readings from the holy books that Claire has suggested to us. "Or you will not grow straight and strong." And I'll say again, interjecting, this is important for all of us heart dwellers. No matter where we are, no matter what work he has set our hands to, we need time with him. We need readings to give us what his mind is thinking for us, what his heart wants us to know. We need to be pursuing what he is thinking every single day. He continued, "It is essential that you share these readings, these rhemas and things that I'm teaching you, so that you can see what kind of struggles your brother or sister is dealing with. You will learn much about human nature and my methods of working with one another as you open yourself up to share your deepest fears and struggles. Only fears and struggles that are kept hidden in shame have the strong potential for steering you the wrong way. That is why I have told you, confess your sins to one another. Because Satan knows that if you keep it bottled up, you will isolate yourself and condemn yourself. Then he can build on that tension and cause you to lose your peace, cause serious misunderstandings, and breach brotherly love. Whereas when you know what your brother is struggling with, you can first of all pray for them, and then keep an eye on their feelings and energy levels. See to it they eat and get rest. Be there for them until their crisis is over. You are your brother's keeper, my chosen ones. Indeed, you will all get a turn to take care of one another, emotionally, physically, spiritually. You are becoming who I have called you to be. You are learning the humility of a servant, along with the tenderness of a mother, but yet the strength of a father and older brother to one another. Do not keep yourself bottled up and hidden. Rather, dare to share what things you are struggling with. You will take the means out of Satan's plan to derail you. Turn to me frequently and ask me, Jesus, help me, and then watch and see what I do. There is going to be much healing taking place on this mountain. I want you to remember that I live in you. And when you reach forth your hand to pray for Mother Claire when she's in pain, or a brother or sister that is suffering from a headache, I want you to know I am with you and working through you. Persist in your prayers for results. Afterwards, remind one another that lying symptoms will try to steal the healing you just got. Do not allow that. My children, you are going to grow leaps and bounds in your faith and virtue. But you must stay connected to me every day and connected to one another. The chemistry between all of you is deliberately planned by me to bring out the best in one another. Only abandoning the gate of virtue and brotherly love can ruin our plans for you. Be confident, I am with you, and those who are with you are greater than those who are against you. You will see victory. Stand with me. Oh, how I love you. He loves every one of us heart dwellers in just the same way. The mountain is a microcosm of what he is doing in each and every one of our lives, for we each have buildings, we each have a ministry, we each have a purpose and a plan in this world. And he so longs to show us what those plans are. Trust him, beloved ones. He will bring us through if we just trust him. May the Lord bless you all, my dear heart dwellers.